Pat and Tom Show. Thanks for having it here today. Look out for rain at high about 57 degrees. Tomorrow, cool, cloudy, nice, no rain, 61 for about a high. And the same picture on Sunday, it is 48 degrees. Please welcome to the show all the way from New Jersey. She's got a book out called Because Kids Don't Come with Manuals. And her concept, I want to ask her how long she's had the website up and running, is parentalwisdom.com. Tina Nocero. Tina, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. So how long have you had this website up and running?
About a year, about a little over a year.
Uh-huh. And how's it going?
It's going well. People are very responsive to it, and it's never existed before, you know. There's never been a manual on kids, and there's never been a place where parents could go and ask lots of questions and stay anonymous and yet get multiple answers, and that's what the website is about.
Yeah, you know what? Your book is actually going to ruin that old cliche, kids don't come with manuals.
And they still don't, and they won't. This book is really meant to give parents, really start a conversation on parenting, because, you know, we lead such busy lives, we have to stop and remind ourselves what we really already know. So the book is just offers information you could use and put on the most valuable piece of real estate in the country. You know what that is, right?
Your kids?
No, your refrigerator door.
You're right? Absolutely right. Yeah, you know? don't tell our sales staff that, though, because they'll figure out a way to, you know, market it.
Put ads up there.
But that is, you know, you're going there and you look and you say, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be the parent. And it's just a reminder, and it's just really helpful. So the whole book is chock full of little bits of wisdom from people like Plato and Aristotle to people like my father-in-law, you know. So it's that wisdom that we love to just, you know, just take and say, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to model the behavior I want my child to do, you know.
Now, Tina, you have two children, ages.
Ages 18 and 16.
Okay.
So I'm going to parent heaven. I'm going to parent heaven. You know how you get there, right? Couple of qualifiers. You've got to either go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. Right? Yeah, that's one. We've both done that.
Right.
Chuck E. Cheese gets you there. Go to any fourth grade recorder recital.
Okay. Well, recorder. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's nice.
Oh, painful, painful, painful. And, of course, you know, raising teenagers.
Yeah.
So if you can do that and survive,
I'm just entering the teen years. We've got a 13-year-old daughter, and you know you're starting to see the clouds on the horizon.
Oh yeah, well that's a very interesting time. Someone has actually taken away your real daughter for several years, and they'll bring her back, but for a couple years you're going to have a rocky road. Actually, it was best said by Mark Twain. He said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so dumb I could hardly stand to have him around. And then when I got to be 21, I couldn't believe how much he had learned in 7 years."
That's so weird you gave that quote. I'm looking at that quote in your book right now. I was just going to bring that up. That's absolutely true. And that's one of the things that I like about your book is you pepper it with quotes from various books. Mark Twain's in here a lot. But they're just good things that kind of back up, like you said earlier, stuff that maybe you already know, but it's more intuitive. You don't really have it in words.
Well, we're so busy, and this is stuff we know, but we're so busy, you know, proving ourselves and our kids getting all these A's and being the, you know, the star pitcher and all these things that we forget about what's really important, which is, what kind of a person am I raising?
Mm-hmm.
And that has an effect on everything and everybody around us. And my objective with this book is really to get people to say, you know what, not only do I have an effect on my children and what they might become, but I have an effect on other people as well. And sometimes people look at this and say, oh, well, you know, I'm done, my kids are raised. But you know what? You have an effect on people around you. And we've got to be connected to each other. You know, the concept of it takes a village to raise a child is very, very true.
Well, what was it that compelled you to write this book then? I mean, what made you sit down and say, I'm going to write a manual on how to raise kids?
Well, I really wanted to get people to stop and talk and think about what they're doing, because I don't think we do. We all talk the talk, you know, oh, my family is the most important thing, and you've got, you know, you've got a corporate America and politics saying that the American family, but what are they doing to help us? You know, they're not doing anything to help us. People are working harder and working longer and getting stressed out, and, you know, certainly the government isn't helping us in any way, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, we got to take this on ourselves. We are the largest group. 72 million people are parents today. 72 million people. Think about what we can change if we just say, wait a second, I'm going to stop the madness. I'm just going to take care of my family and then take care of a little bit more in my community. Just do a little bit more. Think about what we could do.
Tina, nobody tells you how to become a parent. You can't. There's no manual to become a parent, let alone a manual for kids.
Nor is there a license. Think about that.
Right.
You know?
So could you briefly describe how your website works?
Okay, the website works in this way. Every person is unique, and we have to believe that, and we know that's true, because anybody that has more than one child knows, you know, just because you had one doesn't mean that you understand parenting, because you got another kid that's going to come along and say, guess what, I'm rewriting the rules. So what happens is the situations are unique. The social pressures are greater. So what the website is a place where a parent can go, ask a question in English, not keywords, and get back multiple answers. Because you're the expert of your child. Other people who have written books and are child psychologists, they really just have opinions, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that compelled me to this, and by the way, that's all patented because nobody ever did that before. So this is the only place that a parent can go and say, I'm going to ask a question and get back multiple answers, and I get to choose. I'm the expert. These people who have degrees and all that stuff, they've really got an opinion. And this happened back when I thought of this really a long time ago, but then, of course, like any idea, you kind of percolated a while. But when my son was really little and he wasn't sleeping through the night like many of us have dealt with, I bought that Ferber book, you know? And I remember I read the whole book and I closed it. And after three nights of me being up reading it and $15.95 on the book, I said, I don't agree with this guy. I just don't agree with him. But yet he's got this best-selling book. So what I really wanted was people's opinions in one place, and I get to say what's right. Now, what's interesting about that is as parents, we make decisions based on the moment-on-the-spot advice. Oh, you should do this. You should do that. But the reality is we've got to think longer term. Now, here's the funny thing about that. If I had followed Ferber's advice, and a lot of people didn't, it worked for them. I'm just saying me. It didn't work for me. It didn't feel right for me, and I'm the one raising my kids. What happened was I said to them, okay, you know, you're not going to sleep. Come in. You could sleep on our floor, all right? And I found out that years later, the longer term on that was my message, my subliminal message was, we'll always be here for you. You can always come to us. I'm not going to shut the door on you. And now I've got teenagers that actually talk to me. So somebody said in a different interview, what qualifies you to write this book? And it's results. When you have teenagers that talk to you, when you have teenagers that have dinner with you every night, you know what? I think I'm okay.
Do you think sometimes, and you know, there are far more good parents than bad parents out there, but are we at a point in our society where there is a tendency for parents to look at their kids unconsciously more as a status symbol? Another thing, when they're bragging them up.
You mean living through them? They're the,
yeah,
the big
or living
baseball
through them, but,
player.
You know, you see it quite a bit, you know, and you want to be proud of your kid. Everybody wants to brag about their kid, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it seems to me sometimes there's a line that gets crossed where it's like, God, are you raising a kid, or are you raising a thing that you can, you know, brag about?
Well, watch this. Hopefully, Tina, I will lead you down the right path. You've seen the bumper stickers that say, you know, my kid is an honor roll student at whatever school, and that's all
right,
well and good.
Right,
what does your bumper sticker say?
My bumper sticker says, I'm the proud parent of a good person, and I would be happy to send you many, many of those bumper stickers for your listeners, because that's what we need to be at. You know what? In the end, it's the kind of person you are. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then, you know, we worry about grades, and you know, do you know something about grades? Do you know that there was a study done by some organization called the Josephson Institute of Ethics, 75% of high school kids cheat. Because they're under such pressure to succeed, and they're under pressure from, you know, you've got to get into the right college, and as if their whole lives are depending on
that. That's exactly it. Rather than a parent being proud that their kid is doing well enough to get into a college, it's got to be an Ivy League college, or it's got to be Stanford, or something like that. And you know what? A lot of kids are going to go to a state school and do perfectly fine, and it does drive me a bit nuts sometimes. I want to write a book called Your Kid's Probably Not Going Pro when it comes to, like, Little League.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. But actually, another quote in the book is really funny. One of my friends said this. She said, because it's about this living vicariously through your kids is what you're talking about. But she said, theater parents make sports parents look sane. and it's because,
by the way, my daughter's play ends this weekend at the Big Idea Theater in Roseville.
But it's so funny. We're driving our kids crazy. I like to say that our generation of parents, I mean, self-esteem was not a word that our parents ever used. They never used that word. What is that? What are you talking about? We took it and we jumped right to superlatives.
Mm-hmm.
The poor kid picks up a little golf club, Tiger Woods, you know. We automatically label them in these best, brightest, smartest, fastest. What does that mean? And what are you comparing it to?
And what does that do to the child's psyche?
Actually,
if they fall short of the parents' expectations, does that cause them to maybe, you know, not
well,
think
yeah,
highly
they
of
do.
Themselves?
And actually, what we forgot, that kids are supposed to have fun. Kids are supposed to be at this point where they're learning a lot of things and they're trying a lot of things. don't immediately, you know, go out there, oh, he likes hockey, he watched hockey, and go out and buy 1,000. We're spending money on things that don't matter. And that's my other point is we worry about the wrong things. We have to, and this is a challenge I would ask you to have all your listeners do, ask their kids tonight, what is your best memory? What is your best memory? And I will bet you they will. A child will never say, well, when you bought me this, or when they're going to tell you it's the time that you spent with them. And sadly, I hate to say, I know you just got back from Disney, Pat, but the little things are the ones that matter. That your kid is going to say, well, it's the time that you put the towel on the wood floor and played Magic Carpet Ride, or you played cards with me, or you laid in bed. And
are you talking about the Steppenwolf song?
The time you introduced me to Steppenwolf. That's high on Lucas's list.
No, you know what? You're right. It did happen in Disneyland. And Disneyland, as you know, is not the cheapest place to go. But there was a moment. There was a moment where Lucas and his cousin were there, and they were just smiling because of the Disney parade, and Dimitri was going crazy because it was the Lion King part of it. And I looked at that, and I said, that's a memory right there. That's one
right.
That, you know, that they won't forget and I won't forget. But you're right. You're right. You know, and I think it was Ricky Skaggs who said a long time ago, he said, kids spell love differently. They don't spell it L-O-V-E. They spell it T-I-M-E.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's the time. And you know what? Nothing, it's the purity of your attention. That's what they want, the purity of your attention. Because there's a lot of people that are home with their kids and they're spending time with them. But, Pat, I'm sure you go to a lot of sporting events. Watch the parents there. They might have their backs actually turned to the game and they're busy chatting with everybody else. Well, watch your kid or spend
right.
time with your kid,
right.
you know?
Right. Well, listen, Tina, thank you very much. It's a terrific book. Like we said, it's a quick, easy read, but there's a lot of protein to it.
I want to get to the website address real quick. It is simply parentalwisdom.com.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's right.
And the book is called Because Kids Don't Come With Manuals. Tina Nocera is the author. I'm assuming this is out in bookstores everywhere.
It's out. It's on Amazon.com.
Okay, Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And could you send us some of those bumper stickers?
You got it.
We'll set them up front and people can swing by and pick them up.
That sounds terrific.
Tina,
well, thank you so much.
Tina,
it was lovely talking to you.
One last question for you. How is it that your brother is a professional writer for a major newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle, and yet you're the best writer in the family?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be talking about that on Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for that. Troublemaker.
All right. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Tina Nocera, and her book is called Because Kids Don't Come With Manuals. It's out at Amazon, Amazon.com, and we will get some of those bumper stickers and start handing them out just as soon as they get here, because I think that's really a terrific idea. And again, the website is www.parentalwisdom.com.
By the way, Louise, I wasn't including you in that. Your kid's probably not going pro, because your kid probably is.
Oh.
So, make that clear.
Here is Billy Dean. It's called Let Them Be Little.
ANCI.
I can remember when you fit in the palm of my hand. You felt so good in it. No bigger than a minute. How it amazes me. You're changing with every blink. Faster than a flower blooms, they grow up all too soon. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them be little. I never felt so much in one little tender touch. I live for those kisses, your prayers and your wishes. And now you're teaching me how only a child can see. Tonight while we're on our knees, all I ask is please let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them praise, give them love. Let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them be little. So innocent, precious soul. You turn around and it's time to let them go. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them be little. Let them be.